Welcome to episode 2383 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're exploring this week. Every week, we launch into a new series with a new theme that we follow along with all week long. In each episode this week, you discover a different meditation technique that goes right along with the theme. You also have a challenge as you explore the theme, and this is where you go on some kind of a quest. This allows you to go a little more deeply into the theme, and I encourage you to set an intention for the week. Well, our theme this week is managing conflict. There is a lot of conflict around us these days, socially, politically, economically, and you may be feeling a lot of personal, emotional conflict as you navigate your way through a pandemic. As part of this week's theme, you're also going to explore the importance of human connection. When you think about how best to care for yourself each day, how to manage your emotions, and you might think about eating well or exercising or spending time in nature as ways to care for yourself, you might not think so much about your human connections with others. Research shows us that, in fact, strengthening your connection with others may just be one of the most important things you do for yourself. There's research that shows that loneliness is at an all-time high, at epidemic proportions, especially through this pandemic, but even before the pandemic. There was a lot of disconnection. Studies are showing that today, as we lead such busy lives, it's come to the point where loneliness is on the rise, and that this lack of human connection can actually be more harmful to your health than obesity, smoking, and high blood pressure. When we have strong social connections, this helps us to manage our emotions, especially it helps to lower anxiety and depression. It also helps you to feel more confident and empathetic. It's also great for your immune system. So as your challenge for this week, as your quest every single day, I'm encouraging you to do one thing. This may put you a little out of your comfort zone. That one thing is to ask for help. Every single day, ask someone to help you in some way. Think about different people you could approach throughout the week. Strangers, loved ones, neighbors, colleagues, friends, your boss, a neighbor. Ask someone, a different person each day, to help you in some way. This is important because in an age of disconnection, where people are feeling more and more divided instead of more and more in sync with each other, it's important to build this trust. To trust others, to trust strangers. Maybe ask someone for a favor that you might not get along with so well. Ask them to help you. And if you come up against some friction when you ask for help, just know that this is a process and that the other person is just in that place where they're suffering in some way. Not to want to help you. Our human nature is to help and to serve others. So you this week can help others as well, but your main goal is to ask for help. So that is your quest every single day. Now, you might want to go a little more deeply into this week's series. Anytime you feel like this is a theme that really speaks to me, I want to learn more, you can find 30-minute guided meditation experiences on the SIP and OM, SIPANDOM meditation app. I share a daily guided meditation on the app. You also get a journal with a daily reflection question related to the theme, as well as a guide with an herbal tea that can support you in a similar way as meditation techniques, a yoga asana, and so many meditation techniques. So this is a way for you to go a little more deeply into this week's theme. Again, you can go to the SIP and OM meditation app, and for a full week, you can explore the entire week's series. So I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to do our first meditation to help you manage conflict. As you begin to make yourself nice and comfortable, know that it's important to make your body comfortable. When your body is comfortable, your mind can relax. Begin to notice your breath. Each inhale through your nose and each exhale through your nose. Anytime your mind wanders when you meditate, focus on your breath. Tap into how you're feeling at this moment. Are you excited for the week's theme? Honor any emotion you're experiencing. Maybe fatigue, maybe anxiety. Allow yourself to feel exactly as you are feeling in this moment. Honor yourself. You can work with your emotion as you meditate. Gently elevate your eyes upward in a very subtle way. This helps to uplift your thoughts. Now bring to mind a conflict in your life. Maybe it's a personal conflict. Maybe you're having trouble resolving something personal. Maybe it's a conflict with someone else. Maybe you feel distress about the uncertainty in the world and the limitations of living through a pandemic. Bring to mind a conflict you'd like to focus on and to manage and resolve this week. This will be your focus. As you reflect on your conflict focus, think of ways you could ask for help. Think of at least one person today you could reach out to. Maybe someone older who's lived a long life who would love to share their wisdom. Allow people the grace to help you. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, where you simply let yourself be. You are so worth slowing down for.